Where were you, Grady?
I was just standing behind you reading the paper. And I was the one that said, uh-uh.
No, I mean, where have you been since early this morning?
Oh, well, traveling, Rollo. It's a 2-hour bus ride from my daughter's house out in Westwood.
Hey, man, that was 5 hours ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, the bus that I got on, it went through Beverly Hills. And when it got into Beverly Hills and stopped, I decided to get off.
For what?
I wanted to mingle with the hoi polloi. You know, so that's why I'm late. I started walking up and down those Beverly Hills streets, up the hoi and down the polloi. And Rollo, after looking at those millionaires' homes, I got carried away.
Carried away by the Beverly Hills mansions?
No, by the Beverly Hills police. They don't like us walking around looking at those millionaires' homes.
You mean you got busted?
Oh, no, just questioned and directed to the number 83 bus. Where is Fred and Lamont, Rollo?
Ready, they're out looking for you.
Oh. You know what, Rollo?
What?
I just think I'm going to move out of my daughter's house. I mean, I just feel so miserable there.
Hey, man, it's natural to feel that way.
It is?
Sure it is. Look, man, I mean, you're living with them, right?
Yeah.
And you feel like you're taking and not giving them anything, right?
Right.
Well, tell me this. How do they like the housewarming gift you give them?
Well, they never said thank you.
Why not?
I never gave them one.
Problem, Grady. Hey, man, give them a gift. You know, a nice housewarming gift, man. Then they'll be grateful to you. And then you'll feel good because you gave them something.
Oh, wow. You're right, Rollo. Hey, that's really great. I'll go get them something that they want, and then they'll really be glad they met me.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks, Rollo. And I know just the thing to get them.
What?
An original oil painting for over the fireplace in the living room. And I'll get it from one of those very expensive art stores and spend my very last cent on it. $67.80.
All right, now the only way you're gonna get anything out of this exercise is to get your knees up to your chest. Come on now. Come on. Come on. See, this exercise, can you feel that? Here, like this.
I sure can.
That's it. All right. Now this exercise is good for stretching the hamstring muscles, all right?
How many should we do, Coach?
Well, you do 10 and then you build up, all right? Now, let's see. We wanna get these to here, okay? Now, 1, 2, 3.
Oh!
There it is. That's it. That's it. There you go.
Perfect.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, how does that feel?
Oh, I feel it. I really feel it.
Good, good.
After you gentlemen are done feeling it, I'd like to see the coach in the kitchen, please.
Sure. Why don't you change places? I'll be right back.
Okay, huh? Coach.
Did you just drop that?
No, baby, I didn't just drop that. That is our winter crop coming in.
Oh, well, hey, look. The celery is doing fine, and
right?
The radishes are all nice and red.
Yes.
The greens are all nice and green.
Oh,
my goodness, look how nice those legs are coming in. I can't wait for dinner. I think I'm eating out. Well, listen, what's the matter?
Well, it's 4 o'clock and we're having a dinner party at 8 on the dining room table. Now, if you don't get the UCLA track team off of it, we're going to have a very lumpy tablecloth.
You got it.
Is my father home yet?
Papa, no, I haven't seen him.
Well, I hope everything's all right. I mean, it's getting late.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be fine, so why don't you just come on over here?
Will you stop that?
Hmm?
Hal, I mean, you know what you are.
What?
You are a sex maniac. I mean, I married a sex maniac.
And thank you, dear.
No, it's my pleasure.
Oh, just bring that pleasure right on over here.
Oh, you got it.
Hi, Ma.
Hi, Vic.
Daddy not home yet? Roger, this is my mom and dad.
Yes, mom and dad.
Hey, Roger, how you doing?
Hiya, Coach. I'm coming out for the freshman track team this year. I'm really looking forward to training under you. I followed all your records in Chicago, and I read all about you when you're on the track team here. Oh, man, you were something else. Incredible. Me and Hal
Larson. Roger, Roger, what's your event?
Oh, he does a 2-minute handshake. Roger's gonna help me with my homework. Come on, Rog.
Bye, Coach.
Wow. Are you done with me?
Oh, yes. Oh, but would you get Tweedledum and Tweedledumber off my dining room table?
Sure, but how about a quick kiss first?
Ask him.
You know, Ellie, sometimes I don't think you realize that you are living in the same house with the great Hal Marshall.
Well, now, how could I forget?
Hey, son.
Hi, Pop. Mom.
Yes, ma'am.
Why'd you put those two white guys on the dining room table?
Yes.
They're gonna love this. Wow! Oh, they're gonna love it, love it, love it! Lori, what in the devil is wrong with you? Walking into a room where your grandfather is, is he bothering you?
Oh, he is my friend, Roger. This is my grandpa Grady.
Hi, nice to meet you. Oh, I left my notebook in your bedroom. I'll be right back.
In the bedroom?
Oh, it's all right. We were just doing our homework.
Homework in the bedroom.
See you later, Laurie.
So long, Raj. Bye, Gramps.
Laurie, if you do the homework in the bedroom, what's the name of the course?
Oh, Grandpa.
What you young ladies need today is more housework and less homework. Homework in the bedroom.
What is Poppy? What is going on? Where have you been?
Don't you know
that I'm having a dinner party?
But you said
you were going to help me.
But right? I am going to help you, Ellie.
Well, when, Poppy?
I mean, that's what I was doing. I was out getting you a present for the party.
A present for the... Oh, Poppy. I mean, Poppy. You didn't have to do that. Poppy, I'm sorry that I yelled at you.
Hey, no. It's all right. I love it when you yell at me. I mean, that's what families are supposed to do in their own home.
Right?
They're supposed to yell at each other. Wait a minute. Go get my son-in-law. I want him to see this, too.
Okay. Hal!
It's magnificent.
I just can't find the right words, Poppy.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
You're great. Great colors.
Yeah, really something.
What a body.
This is a rare classic. Made on velvet with fresh paint. And it was signed by the man who runs the store. Isn't that something?
Yes, that's something. May I see you in the kitchen, Hal?
Sure. Hey. Hey. Yeah, Poppy, you shouldn't have done it. Oh.
Was it very expensive, Grandpa?
Hey, Sugar Poo, it's not the money. It's the thought that counts.
Oh, so Grandpa. Good.
And I thought I'd spend $67.80.
The worst painting I have ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, come on, Ellie. Now you're just jealous because she's thinner than you are.
You're not funny, Harold.
No.
I mean, all those university people coming, and what's the first thing they're going to see when I open the door? A naked lady with her fingers in her mouth.
Ellie, you're not going to get dressed for the party?
Cal, would you just go out and take it down?
No, I can't do that. Now, just think about how your father's going to feel.
I am thinking about how my husband is going
to
look.
To whom?
Oh, to Professor Stoneham, your coach, Boomer Bradley, your colleagues. Baby, listen, just go out and take it down.
All right, I'll go out and I'll take it down, but okay. You're going to have to tell your father why.
Oh, you are a coward, aren't you? I mean, that's what you are, a coward.
No, I am a sex maniac. You are a coward.
I mean, I'm going to show you, though, what kind of a coward I am.
Okay.
I'm going to go right out there and tell him exactly the truth.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell him that I love it, and you can't stand it.
Oh, no.
No, really, that's what I'm going to do. Now, who is this?
Avon Lady.
Oh, I mean, it is too early for anybody to be here. Poppy!
Oh, my, Ellie. It's beautiful! It's the first thing that hits your eyes as you open the door.
Right?
It just comes blasting right out at you. Wow. Step outside and try it.
What?
No, go outside. No,
Poppy, wait.
No, make believe you're a guest coming for the first time.
Poppy.
Try it. No, it's all right.
Would you open the door, please?
Now guests must ring the bell.
I don't believe this.
Who is it?
Would you open the door?
Hey, Poppy, I think you better open the door.
Well, good evening. Is there anything that strikes you as being outstanding?
Oh, yes. Mr. Wilson. I mean, now that is a beautiful painting.
Well, thank you. Come again. See, I told you that.
I think everybody should get dressed.
Yeah, Poppy, let's get dressed.
Oh, of course. I mean, after all, I want to look right when those people from the university come to my house.
You're gonna look fine.
I want the folks from your alma mater to really like your alma fader.
DeVore,
it's good to see you. Come on in. Excuse me, Professor?
Can I get you something?
Oh, no, thank you, Mr. Wilson. We're just fine. Did you want something to rest you?
Do you have any carrot juice?
I'll see if I can squeeze you some. Aren't you the professor of art at the university?
Yes, I am.
Well, now may I ask your honest, prejudiced opinion of the piece of art over the fireplace?
Oh, well, personally...
That I bought with my last penny.
I love it.
And on the back, there's a very important piece of paper with writing on it.
Probably the story of the painting.
No, the model's phone number. Why, I like you. I'll see if I can get you some carrot juice.
Coach, everything all right? Mrs. Bradley?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you,
Hey, Carol. It's great being in your house, Hal. We've come full circle, haven't we?
Yeah.
I remember the time you came out for track 15 years ago. Hey, look at him. He hasn't changed a bit. Still in great shape. Dedicated. Team came first.
Right.
Holds 3 records here at the school. Hey, let me ask you something. Do you still have the same thighs?
Yeah, I think so.
Phyllis, feel those thighs. Don't be shy. Come here. Are those thighs?
Yes, Boomer.
Well, Coach, I can see you're having a great time. I'll talk to you later.
Good. He's going to make some addition to our athletic department.
Well, thank goodness he isn't in the art department.
Why?
Why would he hang that picture?
I don't know.
He should have hung the artist.
Phyllis.
Oh, the Sullivans. How are you? I'm so...
This is the best that I could do.
Tasteless. It's the worst combination of colors I've ever seen.
You should be used to that.
But you know ugly. I know ugly. What could be uglier? An ugly picture.
My dear, that is the epitome of bad taste. Oh, dear.
Well, the rest of the room is in beautiful taste with this painting on it.
May I have your attention, please? I want to say that I gave this tasteless picture to my daughter as a present. Now, she knew it was tasteless, but she hung it up anyway because... she didn't want to hurt my feelings. My daughter and son-in-law have as much class as anybody in this room. And a lot more nice. So don't you think that they're stupid. It's me who's stupid.
Wait a minute.
What are you doing? Just leave it. I'm going to take my tasteless picture. I'm going up to my room.
Poppy.
Anyone want a drink?
That's it. That was just stupid. Just plain dumb. I don't belong here. That's what it is. I don't belong here. I'm leaving. Leaving, leaving, leaving.
Listen, would you relax?
Now, how can I relax?
He'll be all right. Come here.
Oh, Hal, listen, I've called everywhere. I mean, where is he?
Easy. Now, he's a grown man and he can take care of himself, all
but
right?
But...
okay?
All I didn't have the money for the bus.
Tommy, where have you been? You have been going crazy. Come in here and sit down.
I don't want to sit down. I just need some...
Poppy, sit down.
Just sit down.
Can you loan me sit down? I don't want to sit down. I just want to borrow some money for the bus.
Poppy, where have you been?
No, don't ask me where I've been because I don't want to have to tell you that I'm leaving.
Leaving?
Poppy, why do you want to leave?
Because I'm just taking. I'm not giving. That's why I'm leaving.
Taking what? You're not taking anything.
He's right, Poppy. You're giving.
What do I give?
Oh, Poppy. Remember what you used to tell me when I was little, huh? You used to say, if a tree don't have no roots, you don't have no tree. Now, that's what you give this family, Poppy, our roots.
I give that?
Yes, Poppy. And the tackiest painting I've ever seen in my entire life. No.
She's absolutely right. I mean, my picture made your house look ugly.
That dumb painting shouldn't make us uncomfortable in our own home. Papa, you bought that painting because you love us, right? And we hung it because we love you. Enough?
Enough.
Okay. All right. Oh. Hey, come here.
Oh.
All
right. I'm going up to my room. Ellie.
Yes, Pop.
I hate flower cheats in my room. I mean, they make me feel like I'm sleeping in the forest. With Bambi and the chipmunks and the squirrel. Get solid purple.
Hal?
Yes, dear.
I hate solid purple.
Get purple.
The mersey dotes and dozy dotes and little lambsy divey, a kissily divey too. Zip da 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 da.
Hey! Kids over from school yet?
Yeah, Hayward came in and he came in with a whole bunch. And they asked me to fix some chocolate milk to go with the chocolate chip cookies.
Hey, Gramps, they loved it. Thanks.
I loved what?
The picture in Hayward's room. What a body!
We'll be right back.